Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here's the host of The Pleasure Zone, sensual movement artist, relationship and sex alchemist, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. For those of you listening live and those of you listening after the live, I'm so grateful for every single one of you and all the different ways you listen in, and also for all of you who write to me and send me emails through my website. And if you're one of those people who have written to me in the past, I'm so grateful for your messages. If I haven't written you back, I will get to you for sure. Sometimes my mail gets lost in the junk mail, and then I go through it every occasionally and find that, hey, there's mail from listeners. So apologize if you are an avid listener and you haven't heard back from me. I intend to get back to you. I do know I have a few messages I need to get back to people. So thank you for that. And feel free to write to me if there are any questions. Today's show might actually bring up some questions. Today's show, we're going to be talking about relationship building with your body. I know you've heard of bodybuilding. You've probably heard of relationship building. But have you heard of relationship building with your body? Maybe not. And the reason I ask this is because a lot of times people will separate their body from themselves, and or they don't realize the relationship that they have with their body is often quite unhealthy and possibly even abusive. And I'm not just talking, you know, somebody who's maybe an addict and is doing things that are harmful to the body that is evident, and even they know it's evidently being harmful to the body. But you know, with addiction, it's oftentimes that's something that you're compelled. It's compulsive behavior. You can't really stop it unless you have intervention or help. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those subtle abuses that we don't even notice. And these things are really important to become aware of. The number one reason I think this is an important conversation to have is because without having a relationship with your body, you can't have a relationship with yourself, know yourself. And when you can't have a relationship with yourself and you don't know yourself, it's very hard to be in relationship with others, even if it's a friendship. So if you're looking for something deeper, intimacy, anything that is long-lasting, sustainable relationship, it's very hard to have that when you don't have a relationship with your own body and your own self. You'll be disconnected from who you are, from your own feelings, from knowing yourself. And being disconnected from yourself, if you don't know you, it's very hard to know you in relation to others. And relationship is how we measure our kind of sameness and differences between ourselves and other people. It is kind of a measurement that we do. And so in math, relationship is the way that you measure, say, a relationship between point A and point B and the distance in between them. It's that space that you're measuring. So even with ourselves, being able to have a better relationship, it's being able to, in this case, relate. And relating is having like conversation, communication, all these different things that we do with other people. It's really common to see people doing things, having relationship with other people, but we don't often think of having a relationship with our body. And I'm going to show you today, guys, how we do have relationship even when we don't know it. Oftentimes when we don't know it, it's become very unhealthy or almost abusive towards ourselves. And some of the key factors to change that, some of the languaging you can look at, some of the thought patterns, and then some of the things that you can move forward with, take forward in your day so that you can have a healthier relationship with your body, know yourself, and be able to bring more of you to the world. And one of the things that I consistently find with people who come and work with me is a lot of them are in the self-discovery mode of who am I? What do I want to do with myself? And I know that's really funny considering that I work with people from a holistic health perspective and also from a sex and intimacy and relationship coaching perspective. But the truth is, 99% of the time, we don't have a relationship with our own bodies and our own selves. And so when we don't have that, we don't actually eat well. We don't eat what our body requires. We don't eat the nutrients our bodies require. We're not doing the movement that our bodies are asking for. We're not being around the people that our bodies actually enjoy and feel good about being around. And so when we don't have those re that relationship with our body and ourself, it actually impacts everything. It'll impact your health. It'll impact your intimacy. It'll impact how you relate with your partner. So we're bringing back down to what I feel is one of the pillars, one of the fundamental pillars to being able to have a happy, healthy life is to begin to have a happy, healthy relationship with your body. And I've talked about this. I talked about this on a summit recently. Was Take Action Now Summit that was put on by the Inspired Choices Network. So you can go over and listen to the talk that I did on that called Bodies Like Action. And bodies do like action. And part of that action, the C, so ACTION, the C is communication. And bodies like communication. They love to have us acknowledge them and talk to them. Just like if somebody gives you a compliment about how, maybe your body's looking that day and you're able to receive it, you're going to start to feel better about yourself, even better. Even if you feel great, you'll feel even better. If you're feeling down, you'll start to feel better because bodies like, positive feedback, we'll call it. Bodies like compliments and communication when it's kind, bodies like that too. Bodies don't necessarily like being yelled at or being told they're not good enough or you're too this or you're too that. Bodies don't really like that. That's, if you said that to a friend all the time, you probably wouldn't have that friend anymore. If you said to your friend every day, you're fat, you're fat, you're fat, you're fat, you're fat, your friend prob and it probably isn't even true, your friend would probably be like, screw you, I'm not hanging out with you. You're mean and abusive. But you know what? People say it to themselves all the time. It's really unkind. It's actually quite abusive. So, what part of this conversation is about tonight? Getting in relationship with our body is getting in healthy relationship with your body where you can be kind. You can observe, maybe there are some things that are going on where your body isn't functioning optimally. Maybe your vitality is low. Maybe some things are off. And if that's happening, and you'd like some input on that. If you've gone and you've gone to, check out all the doctors in the world and, they're not giving you answers. And if you've gone and you've got blood work done and everything is showing as normal, if you happen to listen to any of the other, podcasters on Inspired Choices Network, like Dr. Jamie Gilliam and her show, and also if you listen to Lizzie Enns, they talk all the time about what's normal compared to what's optimal when it comes to blood work. So, even getting body work, but your body analyzed by so-called experts, you might not be getting all the information you need. And if you do need further information, it's always great to connect with somebody who can see things from a different perspective, whether that's me or whether it's one of the other health coaches on Inspired Choices Network. It's really a good idea to get further input and further information. So that you can function optimally and you can develop a relationship with your body. So, number one, in order to have a healthy relationship with anybody outside of you, you need to have a healthy relationship with yourself. And I can already hear a whole bunch of you going, well, when I was little, I didn't think about having a relationship with my body and it was fine. Well, the thing about kids is they do actually have relationships with their body. And what they also do is they observe whoever their primary caregivers are, and they observe how they relate to their bodies. as well. I've seen children who are 9, 10 years old have hang-ups about their body shape, and 100% you can see that when you actually see the parents and what the parents are saying, you can 100% see that the parents have been saying those things constantly about themselves. And the weird thing is, what happens is, a lot of times, especially when you have kids that kind of like visually look like you, people will go, they'll say something to you like, "Wow, you look so much like your mom." This is what happens with Ziva all the time. "You look so much like your mom." Well, then if I'm walking around with a physical hangup about myself and saying it out loud all the time, then, I basically am saying, it's like this, it's like an unconscious thing, and it creates like an unconscious, and it could become conscious as well, belief system in ourselves. And it makes you go, "Oh, well, if I look like my mom and my mom thinks that she's not good looking, then my mom thinks I'm not good looking." You see where I'm coming from? So whenever people do this and they don't realize they're saying like, "Wow, you look just like so and so, blah 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 blah," it actually creates a lot of awkwardness in people, and they don't realize it. So when people would tell me all the time that I look just like my mom and just like my grandma, well, my grandma had hang-ups all kinds about her body. My mom didn't even really connect with her body until she was like probably almost 50. And so for me, I was like absolutely disconnected, awkward, feeling really strange about my body, criticizing it all the time. I think when I was like 17 years old, I might have been like a size 6, and I thought I was chubby. And I criticized my body for being too boyish and too weird. And like, I had all these weird hangups about it. And it's funny to look back at it now and go, "Wow, like it's probably my most fit I ever was, because I did a lot of physical activity." And I wouldn't say I was my most healthy, but I would say I was fit, because I did a lot of fitness, and but I ate a lot of stuff that I was quite actually probably intolerant to. So because I didn't know, and I didn't have a relationship, I didn't know what kind of a relationship I had with my body at the time. I didn't know that I was being abusive towards my body, saying mean things about it, like, "Oh, you're so this and you're so that, and no, you're not pretty enough, and you're not this enough, and you're too tall, you're taller than half the boys, and blah blah blah, and you're this and you're that, and yeah, your butt's big and your boobs are small, and blah blah blah, and your eyeballs are so big and your lips are so big." The funniest thing is, like, all these features that I physically have and had as like a teenager, those were not features that people were like excited about. And somehow now, like having like bigger eyes and bigger lips, people now go out and they get plastic surgery done to have the things that I have. Other than they also get boob implants, which that is not my thing, but they go out and they get these implants to get like a bigger bum, and they get these things done to morph their body to the body that they used to make fun of. These are the same kind of people who were making fun of me as a teenager are now morphing their body to look like my body, and so that messaging when they were saying to their body back in the day, "Oh, you're blah blah blah," even whatever it was they were projecting at me. And then I took that on and believed it, right? All of that stuff, now they're looking like that. And it's so bizarre. It's just absolutely mind-boggling and bizarre to me, because these are the same people who were telling me that I was weird looking. And now they're looking, trying to look like me. What the heck? Absolutely fascinating and strange all at the same time. So those trends and what is normal, what is beautiful, blah blah blah, if we eliminate those, which are really hard to eliminate because those messages are everywhere, but if you get really quiet and you get really present with your body, and how do you do that, right? I work on a lot of people, and a lot of times they're like, "I don't know, am I relaxed?" I'm like, if you've got to ask me and you're alert enough to not know if you're relaxed, you're not relaxed. But you might be in the state where you're beginning to relax enough to receive, so that, when I'm doing body work, I have to be able to move your body to have your body actually let go. And sometimes it takes many times until a person will even let me move their leg like a centimeter without resistance. So when there's that level of resistance, that body is fighting back, you can tell a lot. Like when I'm working on somebody, I can tell a lot about what they're going through by the level of resistance their body has, the level of stress their body carries, the level of weight their body has. And I'm not talking like pounds, I'm talking like energetic weight. Somebody could weigh 105 pounds and have legs that feel like they weigh 17 tons. So it's the energetic weight that people carry is often like you can tell what the stresses and the amount of stuff and the burdens they've been carrying and lugging for lifetime after lifetime, probably lifetimes. And or maybe just this lifetime, even if we just kept it that simple. So if you feel like you're not even sure how to get present, because that's going to be our number one thing. If you're not sure, stay tuned, because we will get into some simple ways to get present with your body so that you can begin to communicate with your body, so that you can have a relationship with your body that is far healthier than probably what most of us grew up even knowing and knowing what was possible. We'll be right back after this commercial. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email. info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we're talking about building a relationship with our bodies, because a lot of times we just don't, or we take our bodies for granted. Just like if there's a person in our life that you take for granted and you just don't think, oh, I should work on that relationship, I should better it, I should nurture it, I should they're tricky too. I choose to nurture it, I choose to create a deeper, cultivate a relationship that's happy, healthy, joyful, all of those great things. You can do that with any and all relationships, including the relationship you have with your body. So the number one thing to get is that you are actually not your body, but you have a body. And how can I describe this to you so that this break this down in really simplistic form? So when you were in utero and you were developing, some people don't think you existed, but some people do. So we're going to go with when you actually came out of utero and you were born, And when you were born, you existed and you had a baby body. It was little, but you were you. You had a soul. Your mind had different thoughts than you did when you were a baby. And you can tell because you can probably remember thoughts that you had when you were like 7 or 8 years old, and they're different than the thoughts you have now. So the chances are that your thoughts when you were 7 were also different than when you were a baby. So your mind was different, your body was different, but you existed. Your body changed as you grew. You became a 5 year, you went from baby to 1 to 2 to however old you are right now. And every time your body changed, you still existed. Right? So as your body changes, you still exist. No matter what, you can't be your body, because if you were your body, as soon as your body changed, you would also then zip out and a new you would come in, a new soul would come in. Am I kind of getting my point across on this? So your body is kind of like a shirt that is forever changing as and it grows. Spiritually, you grow as well, but it's your soul. You're just opening up more and more to you, to who you are. Getting more in touch with your divine, the divine that is you and that you are. So when you know that you're not your body, but you have a body, just like you are not, for example, your child, but you might have a child, and you're not your husband, but you have maybe a partner, or a husband or a wife or both, but you're not them, but you can relate to them. So once you kind of get the concept that you're not your body, you have a body, you can actually have a better conversation with it, develop a better relationship with it. It's not that it's separate necessarily, but it's also not you. You have it, but it's not you. Is that complicated? I think I might be complicating things for you guys. I'm trying to simplify. So if we look at our body as a whole and we'd like to develop a relationship with our body, so who is developing the relationship with the body? Is it the ego? Is it the soul? Well, part of it is going to be the ego at first, because our egos will, be guiding us until we are able to have some freedom from ego. And I don't know a lot of people who live without ego. So part of it is your ego is ruling that. So we're going to go with a simplified version, your mind and your soul. But you can also observe your mind. Right? You can watch your mind just like you can watch your body change. You can watch your mind change. You can change your mind all the time, and you can observe your mind. So you're also not your mind because you can observe your mind. But they can work in tandem with watching and having and developing a relationship with your body. So your soul interacting with your mind together can collaborate to get new ways of thinking and new ways of being, in order to be kinder to our bodies. So even if we start with one thing, and I think one of the easiest things to do is to write down critiques and criticisms that either you feel like you personally have about your body or that you've heard about your body. So, some of my critiques and criticisms I remember going back to when I was really little, because I had really buck teeth. I sucked my thumb till I was like 6 or 7 years old and had a massive overbite. So much so that you fit like two adult thumbs in my front teeth. And I remember everybody teasing me about it. I had braces for 4 years. My teeth got corrected. But at the time, that was one of my biggest critiques of myself. As a 6, 7 year old, I wasn't thinking my boobs are small. I wasn't thinking about boobs. What I was thinking was, because everybody pointed out my teeth, that there was something severely wrong with me. Also, everybody always pointed out my eyes, that my eyes were so big. Like, everybody always pointed that out. And so I would sometimes hide my eyes or try and shy away from like letting them be seen, right? And so it was something that I then judged myself. Well, it must be wrong. Everybody says it's wrong. I don't know. I didn't know any better, and I didn't know any better to, say something to them, like to tell them to F off or something, because they were generally adults. So even as that changed, my teeth straightened. I kind of grew into my eyes, but still I have big eyes. And even as that changed, then there was always something. There was always a critique. The next thing was I had really fuzzy hair, like big fuzzy hair as a teenager. And that wasn't cool until like 4 years later when everybody had big fuzzy hair and people were making their hair big and fuzzy, and then it was cool. So all these critiques had gathered and gathered and gathered over years. So there wasn't a lot of words or language or thoughts that I had about myself towards my body. So it wasn't about myself. Myself is my soul, but it was towards my body that were kind. I just didn't have a lot of kind thoughts. And the first time I went through my body to try and find something that I liked, it took me a really long time. And I actually ended up pinpointing it to I liked the color of my eyes. I didn't go with I liked my eyes. It was the color. I liked the color that I had heard from people. I had heard positive feedback from people that my eyes are like a really spectacular blue. I'd heard that, so I believed that was true. Just like I believed everything that was negative or so-called negative, all the criticisms that were unkind, I heard them all as true as well. All of it was true. So that I was like, okay, the color of my eyes, I can work with this. And it took a while, months, maybe longer than months, to be able to move through and find another part of my body that I wasn't being mean to or unkind to. And now I can look at my body and be really like satisfied, happy, joyful, like no matter how physically I'm showing up, I just get like 99% of the time I'm really happy with my body. Sometimes what I do notice is if I've been in the midst of a lot of people who are self-loathing, then I might have an instance where I start to self-loathe because I kind of picked it up like empathically. And then I just got to check myself and check in and see if that's actually a truth for me. Like, is it true that I don't like this? And generally it's, oh, wait a second, I actually do. That wasn't even mine. And I love the work of Byron Katie for that. Is it true? How do I know for certain it's true? Without that thought, who would I be? How would I feel? And then turning it around. So her four questions and her that four-pronged approach is amazing for turning things around, because most of the time it isn't true. It is things that we've heard from somebody else. And even if we've heard it from a million people, that's their opinion. That's not the truth about you. So it's their observation. Anyway, so one of the things we need to do in order to have a better relationship with our body and to be able to get present is to start to take away all the layers of all the stuff that's been put on you, the layers and layers and layers of different projections and like thoughts and ideas and criticisms that people have projected at you over the decades. We need to start to unlayer that and unpack it. And then as you do, and all these layers start to come off, and you start to realize, okay, that do I actually believe that's true? No, I don't. Oh, okay, cool. Next. So it can start to get you out of your head. I encourage you that while you're doing it, do something physically. So if you're watching on video, you might notice that I'm moving my hands a lot. I also, when I am working on people, I physically move a lot. Keeps me actually physically present, so my body can move out any stresses and tension or anything like that. And then my body can be present, and I don't have to be feeling discomfort and then like have this sensation that I just rather be somewhere else. So I can get present when I let my body release and move. And one of the ways to get present is actually just look around the space you're in. And so if you're outside, this is tricky because I'm going to ask you to look at certain things like corners or edges. So if you can look at certain things like the corner of a room, and you can kind of denote like where this physical space that you're in is. Okay, like I'm in my office. Oh, where am I? Oh, I'm in a chair. Oh, where am I? I'm sitting at my desk. Oh, where am I? Oh, my feet are on the ground. Oh. So you can kind of like come back in and notice where you are. And then even stating it's like, oh, I am sitting in a chair in my office. That's where I am. My body is sitting in a chair in my office. My being is here with me. Very cool. We're together. What a cool combo. So that's one way to do it. You know, other people will do like getting you to have roots and get grounded, and that's great too. There's a lot of great methods. I think sometimes for some people, when none of those methods work, I like to go, what else can we do? And sometimes just looking at the environment, realizing where you are, knowing that you're safe too, because I find a lot of times that if you don't know that you're safe, you're going to have this fight or flight reaction that you don't want to be there. So you're not connecting with your body. It's not like you've taken off and left your body completely. It's just that you're not like noticing it or being aware of it. So coming back to awareness of your body. And you can also do things like having three points of connection on your body. So, you know, you could even touch three fingers together, and that can start to get you connected. You could touch one hand to a leg and one hand to your heart's chakra area. You know, and then have your bum on a chair so you have three points of connection can also help you get present. And you know, there are lots of different movement techniques and methods too, whether it's yoga or stretching, Pilates, anything like that will start to somatic movement that I do as well. It can start to get you to become aware of your body and how your body feels in different positions and movements. And when you do that, then you start to become even more clear about like, oh, well, that movement creates pain, or that creates a stress relief, or, and then you start to notice what your body likes and enjoys and is looking for. So we're going to start to, on the next segment, look at, you know, once we've become present, and many, many ways to become present, how do we start to have that conversation? How do we start to develop the relationship with our body? So when we come back from this next commercial on Inspired Choices Network, you will get more information on that here on the Pleasure Zone.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Interested in masturbating for money, copulating for consciousness, and pleasuring on purpose? 21 days of sexual magicism with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic is an exploration of tools, processes, and actions that you can use to create more for your life, your body, your money inflows, and so much more. Graduated learning for all levels of interest. Learn at your own pace via video classes or join the yearly live class. Take a peek at www.milicajelinic.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you. We're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, sweet pleasure seekers. If you're listening tonight, it's probably because you are knowing on some level that you would like to have a better relationship with your body. And if you would like to have a better relationship with your body and you would like some coaching with me in order to figure that out, I do give 15 minutes for free to, and my gift to you, complimentary, if you choose, that you can go on and book that time through my website, MilicaJelinic.com, MilicaJelinic.com, for 15 minutes. If you book more time than that, there is a charge. So it's always good to book that 15 minutes in order to see if the work that I do and the facilitation I give works for you, and if together, if you know, you work for me as a client as well. So one of the things that I really love doing is developing a relationship with my body. And it can be fun and playful and silly. Like, it doesn't have to be daunting. I just want to let you guys know that, because I find that when I start to talk with people, my clients, about, you know, developing a relationship with their body, there's often this like, oh man, there's like this automatic response of, that means I'm going, there's like a conclusion, that means I'm going to have to do A, B, C, and D. And it's actually incredibly simple, developing a relationship with your body. It starts with saying hi. Hi. Hey, body. So yeah, what was that like? So for all of you listening, I'm just going to put the challenge out there and ask you to start with that every day. Waking up, look in the mirror, look yourself up from head to toe, up and down, all around, in every crack and every nook and cranny, and go, hi, how's it going? So happy to see you today. So glad you're alive. It's kind of fun to know that you're alive. It's not just kind of fun. Like, I'm really grateful you're here. So grateful you didn't shut down on me or anything. Like, woohoo. You could use your own language with that, but I think starting with just hi is really simple. Whatever language you speak, you can say it in a million languages if you know a million languages, and say it to your body in all kinds of different languages, because maybe your bum wants to hear it in French and be like, bonjour, my butt. And or maybe your, you know, knees want to hear it in some other language, like, I don't know, like, it could be anything. So just play with it and see how your body responds to you saying hi to it. So as a whole, start with hi to your whole body. Now, you can get down to the nitty-gritties. And one of the things you can do is start saying hi to every single bit that you can see. You know, you can start with your feet. You know, start at the tip of your toes and say hi to them, and your toenails, and in between your toes, and the top of your foot, and the sole of your foot, and your ankle, and the front of your leg, and your calf, and your knee, and the back of your thighs, and the front of your thighs, and your buttocks, and your genitals, and your pubic mound, and your hips, and your belly, and your belly button, and you're, you know, moving all the way up. Say hi to your chest and your ribs and your nipples and your, all the way up to your clavicles. Say hi to your shoulders and your arms and your hands and your neck and your head. Say hi to them all. Hi, how you doing? So sorry I've been ignoring you. That was silly of me. And I'm really excited that I get to have a relationship with you. Is there anything that you would like to tell me? So starting at your feet, for example, so as I'm doing this, I'm like actually doing this in front of you guys, and I'm saying hi to my feet. My particularly my left foot would really like to be wearing heels right now, like a particular set of high heels that I have, but my right foot wouldn't. So bodies are fun like that. And if I were just here with not being on video with you guys, I would literally just go up, put on the shoe, and let my foot just be in the shoe, be in the high heel for as long as it would like to be in the high heel for, because I'm not harming anybody and it's just a really simple request. So sometimes my feet will be like, I really want this. Like I have a whole bunch of aromatherapy and different foot lotions, and my feet don't always want the same thing on them. So sometimes it'll be like, yeah, put that, hemp lotion on. Yeah, yeah. But then the next time it's like, yeah, put that lemon stuff on there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Next time it'll be something else. And so your body will literally tell you things. So I hear it auditorially a lot of times, or I get a smell, like I'll know what my foot's asking for because I'll get the whiff of like the lemon thing. And I'm like, okay, the lemon thing. And this, I mean, it's convenient that I've been practicing my intuition for a very long time and developing my skills for those things. But this is something that anybody can develop. And if you're like, yeah, that's nuts and I don't get it, that's okay. It just at first test it, put something on your feet, or like, if you feel like, oh, my feet want something and I don't know what it is, walk around the house, see if you've got anything in your house. You can literally ask your feet, is it in the house? And you might get a good gut instinct of yes or no. And if it's yes, okay, walk around your house, check each room. Is whatever you're looking for in this room, yes or no? Oh, no. Okay, next room, check the next room. You know, you could land yourself in the kitchen and your feet are going, I'd like to have a soak in some vinegar and baking soda, which is actually a cool combination if you add water to it for a nice fungal detox. So your body might find ingredients and teach you things too. Part of it's not to judge the answer that you're getting. It's playful, it's experimental, it's just seeing what your body would like. And as long as your body's not asking for you to down a bunch of poison, you're good. And bodies generally aren't asking to down a bunch of poison. That's our egos get in the way about our life, and we think we need to die because things aren't working out our way. Our bodies aren't asking to be poisoned generally. So, if it starts giving you that information, that's probably not accurate. That's something else. And it's always good to clear those something else's first before having further conversation. So, if your body's like, yeah, throw some turmeric on there, do some of this, try that out, whatever. As long as it's not going to leave a burning sensation or, land you in a hospital, go for it. And, move your way up. There's going to be different things different parts will ask for. And so when I work on people and they're on a table, sometimes people will come and they're like, my back really hurts. And I go to put my hands on their body and they're, say, for example, like their calf will just go, touch me. And I'm like, all right. And I'll just touch it. And they're like, but my back. I'm like, I know, but your calf is screaming at me. So I want to listen to what your body's saying and see where that goes. And sometimes those things like, touch my calf, touch me calf, the calf is yelling, touch me. And I do that a lot of times, the body will calm down and will actually release other parts. So like, for example, today I was working on someone and they had a lot of knee pain, but I touched their hip and their knee pain went away, right? So you never know. It's not always obvious. It's always cool to ask and connect and check and see what's going on, because bodies are very, very smart and you can absolutely ask some questions. You can develop a relationship with them just like you would ask a friend or a partner questions, and you would also get feedback, so take the moment to get feedback if you were asking your body, if you asked a friend 75 questions in a row and you didn't take a breath to actually hear the response, they might get really frustrated with you. I would get frustrated with you. I would want to be wondering, would you actually like my input, or do you just want to rant and give 75 questions and not have my input? If you don't want my input, that's a whole other story. Fine, ask the 75 questions and do your rant. Bodies also would like you to stop and listen for a minute, and that helps in getting really present, and it also helps in developing communication. So taking that moment, ask a question of your body and keep them open-ended, right? So sometimes it's like, body, what would you like? Is there anything in this room that would help you to feel happier, joyful, more ease, more whatever? Yeah, cool. And then sometimes you'll pick something up and just ask, like, would you like this on you, in you, around you, surrounding you? Just, you know, sometimes it'll be things like a scent of that lemon, but it's not actually wanting to have any oils on my feet. It just wants me to open up the container and like leave it open for a little while to get the waft of the smell in, and that's it. It can be that random. So we're going to talk a little bit more about how to have and like how to kind of hone in on these conversations with your body so that you can have a better relationship with your body, just like you could have a better relationship with anybody if you actually ask a question, stop, listen for their response, see what they have to add. That actually really can help a relationship, right? Taking the time to be present, to listen, can be really helpful. So we're going to get more skill building on building a relationship with your body after this commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we have been looking at how to build relationship, building relationship with our bodies. So top-notch thing was to first know that you are not your body, you have a body. Then it's to get present with your body, to be able to and shed some of those thoughts, feelings, emotions, belief systems, all these things that have been projected at you over lifetimes, and well, this lifetime for sure. Start to shed those and realize what's yours, what's not yours. It's a bit of a, you know, sifting through that. And if you need facilitation for that, absolutely connect with me through my website, MilicaJelinic.com, MilicaJelinic.com. There's a booking link at the top. You can book 15 minutes with me for free. And one of the things that is that we do have with, you know, relationships with our bodies is that we often forget to get present and or how to get present, because I've had a lot of people not even know how to do that. And I, for a long time, I didn't know how to do that either. I think one of the easiest ways is to just start with saying hi to your body, just like you would say hi to a friend that you haven't, you know, you get on a call with a friend, you go, hi, hi. It acknowledges that you're there. It acknowledges your presence. So acknowledging the presence of your body. Then starting to develop a better communication level with your body, asking it questions. Like, would you like anything? What can I do for you? How are you feeling today? What's going on? You know, ask some questions, give some feedback. In developing a relationship with your body, you can also incorporate the five love languages. And it might be fun to do an entire episode on this, but I'll give you kind of a brief synopsis. So you got your five love languages. If you're not aware of what they are, you've got words of affirmation, gifts, quality time, touch, and there's always one that I forget. So whatever that is, I don't have a lot of minutes left to talk about it. So whatever that happens to be, use all of those with your body too. So, you know, words of affirmation, you can absolutely say things to your body. Like if you don't feel the love for certain body parts yet, but you'd like to, you can just say, I choose to love you. Blah, blah, blah. I choose to love my body. I choose to love my body. I choose to love you, body. I choose to love you, feet. I choose to love you, knees. I choose to love you, butt. And then as you choose into the loving of that, you will start to realize that it's okay to love it. It's safe to love those things, and it starts to grow. So you can play with those five love languages with your body. So touch is also great. You know, I'm a big fan of touch yourself before you have somebody else touch you. I mean, as a baby, somebody's going to change your diapers and help you get washed. But when you're, you know, growing up, I think I'm a big advocate for know your body, touch your body, learn about you first before other people touch you, because it can be incredibly confusing. If the very first time, say, you've ever had your genitals touched by somebody, you might have like a very strong reaction, like, wow, that was like phenomenal, blah, blah, blah. You think you're in love because you're having a reaction to stimulation that you've never had before, that, you know, it can kind of send you off into different zones. It's good to know for you too. Not just for the reason that, you know, you don't need to like have that deep connection based on touch that may or may not be real. It's just like a chemical reaction, physiological response too. We also want to do that so that you know what you like. So touch for you, and knowing what you like and what feels safe and what feels good for you. It's good to know your body first. And then you can teach your lovers what you'd like, and quality time with yourself. I'm a big fan of that. Things like meditation, going for walks, doing some good 15 minute minimum every day of quality time with yourself. And gifts, you can absolutely gift yourself things and gift your body things, whether it's like going for body work, massage, come for a session with me. You can try all kinds of things, go on healing retreats, do, you know, different adventures that your body really enjoys, whether it's different sports or whatever. It's a great gift to your body. And sometimes gifts are like buying your body clothes or shoes or whatever it happens to be. And there's one I'm missing, and I know that I am, and I just can't even figure out what that is right now, and that's okay. But if you know what that is, just do that for your body too. So that you're able to tap in to what your body needs. You can fulfill those five love languages for you. Sometimes you just got to break it down and figure out what they are, and then put the time into that. Actually invest time into your relationship with your body. It's 100% worth it. And it's going to improve all your relationships with everybody else, because you're going to fill you up. And then you're coming into a relationship filled up, not being needy, not needing somebody else to fill it for you. You're going to have yourself relatively 90 to 95 to 99 to maybe even 100% filled before you go seek somebody else to fill it for you. And you're just going to add, you being that full is going to add to all the relationships you have. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have taken some tools to be able to.
Thank you for listening to The Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic. The Pleasure Zone returns next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.